Rusty Quill presents.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Pippin Major, Sloth-in-Chief of Hanging Sloth Studios and the creator of the podcast Clockwork Bird. I'm here to tell you about our new podcast, Spirit Box Radio, an immersive horror audio drama about unlikely radio show host Sam Enfield, who has to fill in for the illustrious psychic Madame Marie after her mysterious disappearance. The show stars me as Sam Enfield, and a lot of the cast you already know from Clockwork Bird, including the voices of Sophie Bennett, Alice Jones, and Shelley Croft. The show is packed with fantastic new music, loads of spooky stories, and I'm really excited for you to listen to it. Spirit Box Radio will air on Thursdays from the 19th of November 2020, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Just search Spirit Box Radio or go to hangingsawstudios.wordpress.com/spirit-box-radio to find out more. Tune in, get spooky. Sloth Studios presents Clockwork Bird or The Modern Icarus.
Hi Shelley, can I help you?
Is there a way for you to unlock this laptop without the password?
I'm not sure, Shelley. It depends on how well the computer is protected.
Okay, shall we give it a go?
Okay, Shelley.
Wait, what if it's got some kind of virus on it?
My antivirus protection is state of the art, Shelley.
Are you sure you'll be all right?
If I detect any malware, I'll disconnect immediately and revert to my last safe backup.
You're sure then?
Laptop detected. This computer is damaged, but data from the hard drive is recoverable. Would you like to access this data?
Damaged? What?
Preliminary scans suggest the laptop has been submerged in water.
Alice wouldn't have done that by mistake. I reckon she was trying to cover her tracks. You said you could access the data?
Yes. I found 306 files you can access.
Thanks, Eliza. Wait, some of these are audio files. Eliza, are these, I don't know, okay enough to play?
All of the files are fully recovered.
So you can play them?
Yes. Would you like me to play them?
Yeah. Okay. Start from the earliest one.
Playing now.
Hello? 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 Testing. 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 Spy microphone testing. Super secret agent infiltration device testing.
End of recording.
Oh my god, Alice. Super secret spy microphone. Oh my god. Play the next one.
The next audio file seems to have long periods of silence or near silence. Would you like me to edit them for brevity?
How long are the silences?
The longest period is approximately 3.5 hours.
Yikes, yeah. Okay, edit for brevity.
Okay, Shelley. Playing automatically edited audio now.
Good morning, campers. It's my first day at UCO. Hopefully this bloody microphone holds up for the day. Right.
Here goes nothing.
So you'll be primarily based at this workstation. I'm sorry I can't spend more time with you. Usually our head administrator would take care of you, but unfortunately she's had to take a period of unexpected leave, so you'll have to manage by yourself.
Right. So I just need to sort the queries that come into the right folders.
Right. I don't have much experience with the folders myself, but I believe they are fairly self-explanatory.
I'm sure I'll get the hang of it.
Great.
But so many of these queries are so redacted. I have no idea what half of them are even about. They're all marked with the letter S and a number. No clue what that means, some kind of categorization system. Okay, right. Lunchtime. Let's attempt to find our way back to the cafeteria. I passed it on the way in. It was that huge room with a domed ceiling. Everything is underground. There are these sort of tube lights that go up to the surface. I wish I was working upstairs in the fancy glass bit. It would feel a little bit less like a prison camp. Okay. Signpost. Excellent. Okay. Servers. No. Cafeteria. Yes. Wards. Wards. Do they treat people here? I wonder if they do limb installations here or something. I figured it would just be research, but... okay. Sophie! Hey! Sophie, want to sit with me for lunch?
I'm afraid I'm too busy. I'll be eating my office.
Oh, okay. Damn. I want to get her to sit down with me just for 5 minutes. God, I need to... God, I don't know. What to do, I even say? How's your boy Robin? God. Maybe it's good she didn't sit with me. I need to prepare better for this. I think I can say that went well. Uneventful, but that's good, I think, for a first day. I've no idea what I'm actually doing, though. I've got the hang of actually doing it. There is some kind of system with the numbers on top of the page, and there's a colour coding in the redacted sections. They aren't all just blacked out like you'd expect. Some of the text is hidden in blocks of red, orange and green. Some kind of traffic light system, I think, but God knows what it could be indicating. All I know is I put green blocks into one folder, orange in another, and the reds go in with the ordinary blacked out ones. Tomorrow, I might try my hand at removing the redacted texts. I don't know how well I'd do. Given they're a technology company, you'd expect their security to be pretty tight, but I only needed a card and a passcode to get into the computer system. So the permissions are set, but if all you need is a card and a code, that should be pretty easy to get around. And when I get home, I'll start working on a strategy for Sophie. Okay. I'm going to stop at the noodle place for dinner. I'm completely wiped out. TTFN.
End of recording.
TTFN. She recorded that a year and a half ago. She'd been there for so long before it all went south. She'd planned this to the nines, everything she could account for, she did. Audio recordings, all of these notes. She was trying her best to pull all of this together, but from the recordings of her and Sophie, there were still so many gaps in what she knew. Unless Dave is right and she's leading Sophie, which I admit is likely. So it's hard to know how much she really knew without going through everything she had in her studio, and there was no way I could have fit it all in my car, especially not with Orpheus's cage. I don't know how much of it I could really understand anyway. This bit. Here. She's written about the synthnapses, when they were designed, some lists about what they're made of, but there's also a bunch of random words. Communicate, feedback, updates, coding, programming. I don't know what it means, but Alice probably did. Dave said something about it being hard to really know what the synthnapses could record, you know? That Darwin avoided speaking to the police in the data protection case because he was trying to keep it quiet. and everything else. This notebook is just a bunch of background information on Sophie Bennett. There's a post-it note on the front. Recruited by C. Darwin. Samuel Maxwell's has a few pages over here. He's got a recruited by C. Darwin post-it too. Alice and Dave are thinking the same thing. It all comes back to Christopher Darwin. Oh, it's the unknown number again. That guy, the other day, I swear I knew his voice, but from where? Jesus Christ, I'm turning it off. It answered itself, oh my God. Who are you? What do you want? What are you saying? Hello? Is someone actually there? Who is this? Hello? Are you in danger? Hello? Hello? There was somebody there. I swear there was somebody there. It's Dave.
The systems at the station have failed again. How's your laptop holding up?
She's fine, I think. She's fine.
So you're completely unaffected by the system failures. Good. You're completely outside of the station's network. I don't know how, but you are.
My phone, though.
Your phone?
I got a call, one of the weird distorted ones, only this time there was a voice.
There's always a voice.
What?
In the distortion, there's a voice. It's always there. Haven't you noticed?
Well, sort of, but this was different. I could make out some of what it was saying.
You spoke to it?
I don't know. The words were all disconnected. It's like the Subject 42 recordings. There are a few times you can make out the words. It said, "Concentrate, little bird," and at first I thought it was a sentence altogether, you know, but I think I was wrong. I think the concentrate and the little bird were separate, like pieces of different conversations stuck together.
That's what I think too. Like someone's putting bits of other people's words together to try and say something new.
Like those letters in movies kidnappers send to the police, different letters cut from magazines.
Yeah, like they're trying to hide who they are.
You think it's Darwin?
I don't know, but that's the best theory I've got.
Alice thinks so too.
You went to her flat?
I had to look at her notes, her cork boards. Some things about the timeline just didn't make any sense. I needed to know what she knew before she went in there.
Was Alice getting calls?
No. At least I don't think so. I haven't gotten through most of her stuff yet, but I'm sure she'd have made a bigger fuss if she had been getting strange, unidentifiable calls. Alice seems to think everything that's going on with Robin links back to Darwin.
Well, yes, it does. He founded UCO.
Yeah, I know, but Alice seems to be putting a lot more weight on it than that. He recruited Sophie Bennett and Samuel Maxwell's onto the LIMS project personally. She seems to think it was more orchestrated than Sophie Bennett makes out in her conversations with Alice. Like, it's not just a meeting of great minds.
Like, he was deliberately trying to construct this particular team in this particular way. Like he wanted Robin Jaeger to happen. Well, it would explain why he left when it all went so badly.
I've been thinking too. If all the other cadavers they had were more, I don't know, traditional corpses than Robin, that they'd died by methods other than their own hand, maybe it's not a coincidence Robin was the one that woke up.
Maybe. Maybe he had an idea what would happen with a corpse like Robin Jaeger's. Maybe that's why they earmarked him, why the records of his and his family's signed NDAs are nowhere to be found. OK. Keep digging, Shelley. I think we're finally getting somewhere.
OK. So, he thinks we're finally getting somewhere. I wonder if he means he thinks we'll be able to use this stuff to find Alice. I don't know. Sometimes it feels like he's forgotten we're supposed to be finding her at all. I don't want to think about what if she isn't there to find. No. No, I won't go there. I can't. Eliza, play the next file and do it with all the brevity editing or whatever you called it.
Playing automatically edited file now.
Hello. Can you hear me? Unconscious. Comatose? I don't know. The charts at the end of the bed. S64. S65. The numbers on the paperwork, they're about these people.
You're the admin girl.
Sorry. I got lost.
She was pretty, wasn't she? Subject 65.
Who?
The woman in the bed you're standing beside. She was very beautiful.
Yes. Probably. When she was younger.
I can still see it in the shape of her face. I wonder what she saw. Which places she went to.
Who is she?
Now, she is just subject 65.
I don't understand.
She and all the other subjects in this ward are beating heart cadavers, brain dead.
They're dead?
This is a research facility. They have donated their bodies to science. We are extremely grateful, of course.
Right, so they're all just dead?
That is correct.
Jesus.
What was your name again?
Oh, Alice. Alice Jones.
Dr. Maxwell's will be arriving from London soon. We will need the room clear so we can run through some procedures.
Procedures?
Yes, research. You understand.
Right. I'll go, then.
On other occasions, I would not mind you lingering. I find it is a good place to think in here.
Okay.
You must think me very maudlin. I just find this room very peaceful.
Yeah, I get that, I guess.
Okay, well, thank you for stopping by, Alice Jones.
Yeah, okay, bye. So weird, so weird. Freaky woman hanging around with a bunch of corpses. Oh my God.
End of recording.
Weird place for it to cut off. It was like she was in the middle of something. Are you sure that's all of it? Okay. Fine.
Alouette, je suis Alouette. Alouette, je t'aimerai.
Clockwork Bird, or The Modern Icarus, is a podcast distributed by Hanging Sauce Studios under a Creative Commons International Sharealike license. This episode stars Daisy Major as Shelley, Gary Major as Dave, Jesse Jeffrey as Alice, Alex Pileber-Richardson as Sophie, and me, writer, director, and producer, Pippin Odomaja, as Eliza and the Snake. As a new podcasting studio, every like, share, and recommendation means the world to us. The podcast is written, directed, performed, edited, and produced on no budget and exists only through the incredible time and energy all of our actors put into the show for absolutely no fee. You can stop by to say hi to us on Twitter at Hanging Sloths, or you can visit our website, hangingslothstudios.wordpress.com, where you'll find transcripts of all of our episodes. Consider sponsoring us at patreon.com/hangingslothstudios to help us keep making the podcast, support our cast, and get access to behind-the-scenes content. That's patreon.com/hangingslothstudios.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.